to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This public service program is brought to you each week under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today is Morton Wishengrad's The Lantern in the Inferno, a story of a modern Maccabee. Featured are Charlotte Holland and Carl Malden.
Saves a human life is as one who saves the entire world. This is the story of a Palestinian girl named Hannah Senish who saved a world. And if she died in that act, let the Hebrew words Kiddush Hashem be said of her, for she died for the sanctification of God's name. Dungeon beneath the ancient prison of the Hungarian city of Budapest. Toward the end of May 1945, Lieutenant Harvey of British intelligence led a squad of men to the old dungeon. The heavy door swung open, and into the light stumbled the liberated scarecrow, animate lumps of protoplasm in the shape of human beings. When they were assembled, Lieutenant Harvey called the roll, and the protoplasm answered.
Benina Yardini.
Here.
Zvi Markov.
Yes.
Shlomo Dikta.
Here.
David Ben Giora.
Here.
Hannah Senish. Hannah Senish. Make another one, Quimby.
Yes, sir.
Dove Nathanson. Dove Nathanson.
Dove, the lieutenant called your name.
Dove Nathanson.
264. 265.
Dove.
266.
Please, Dove.
267.
Quimby, get a doctor for this man.
Right away, sir.
Dove. Listen to me. It's Penina.
170.
Please stop counting.
71.
You're among friends now.
72.
Dove, you're no longer in the dungeon. Please, Dove.
What is he counting?
75.
Why does he do that?
76.
Drops of water, Lieutenant.
7.
He's counting the drops of water falling from the ceiling of the dungeon.
80. 81. 82. 83. 84. 85. 86. 87. 88. 89. 90.
Hannah, Hannah, this is Budapest. Palestine is so far away, very far. I wonder, in our cooperative colony at Sidotiam, do they remember you? 304, 5, 6. Only a year ago, Hannah, from the cooperative of Sidotiam, we could see the Mediterranean. It was your 20th birthday. And instead of celebrating, you and I, and Penina and Svi and the others, we sat and listened to the British officer who had come that morning.
Please follow me on the map. This is Yugoslavia. In this area here, behind the enemy lines, groups of partisan fighters are organized. They need immediate reinforcements.
Sir, I am Hannah Senish,
The others have asked me to speak for them.
That's right, sir.
Suppose we volunteer. How do we reach Yugoslavia?
By parachute. Make no mistake about it, this is a dangerous mission. You'll be parachuted down in the dead of night.
We understand, sir. Is our mission limited to specific objectives, sir?
Yes and no. The specific purpose is to dynamite and destroy three centers of enemy communications. But you'll also be expected to do everything possible to disrupt the enemy's rear and molest his transport.
One more question, sir.
Yes?
Some of us here are anxious to rescue Jewish children who are trapped in Yugoslavia and Hungary.
This mission is confined to Yugoslavia.
I understand, sir. But Hungary borders on Yugoslavia.
Yes, it does.
And we think that while we are in Yugoslavia, it may be possible to organize rescue stations for children right up to the Hungarian border.
Well, if your work does not interfere with the primary purpose of this mission, by all means. Seems to me that we're all trying to save lives.
Svi?
All right, Anna.
Dov?
I'll go along.
Janina? I think we all agree.
Yes, sure, Father.
17 men, sir, and 3 women.
Very good. Tomorrow, after sunrise, 2 lorries will be waiting here. Take no clothing, only what you wear. I shall expect you in Cairo Tuesday morning.
As for our brethren,
Anna, the lorries are waiting. Steve will have to hurry the morning service.
Let him finish, Dolph.
Whether they abide on the sea or the dry land, may the Lord have mercy upon them and bring them forth from trouble to enlargement, from darkness to light, and from subjection to redemption. Now, speedily, at a near time. Let us say amen.
Amen.
Anna, we forgot something.
Have you, Dolph? I'm sure we haven't forgotten anything.
No, we did. Happy birthday, Hannah. Ten. Happy birthday, Hannah Senesh. Happy birthday. Listen, do you hear water dripping? Drip, 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 like a clock ticking, like a heart beating. 316. Hannah, this is Budapest. We went to join the partisans and to save the children. But this is Budapest. And before Budapest, so long before, we were in Egypt to be trained.
Better, Anna, much better. But squeeze the trigger. Squeeze, don't pull.
No fuse?
Right.
Primer detonator.
Right.
Booster charge.
Right.
Arming wire, suspension lock.
Good enough.
All clear, this end.
All clear from here.
Heads down. Heads down, everyone. Jumped in daylight. Now jump in the darkness. Ready, Hannah?
Ready, sir.
Don't freeze to the ripcord. Jump!
Hamati, Zion undefiled. Why don't you sing, though?
I'd rather watch you, Hannah.
Tomorrow we may be in Yugoslavia.
Uh-huh. Your nose is twitching again. The tip of your nose.
I wonder how many children we can bring out.
You know, Hannah, if your eyes were just the merest bit larger...
No, we've got to find the children.
Hannah... You're not pretty, you know. Not really, that is.
I can't get it out of my mind. It's an obsession.
I'm sorry.
Maybe we can bring them back to see.
Maybe.
Put them on the land. Teach them to farm. Watch them grow. See them become normal men and women.
That's all you want, Hannah?
Right now? Yes. Right now, that's all I want.
All right.
I'm sorry, Dolph. When we come back from Yugoslavia, there'll be time to talk about other things.
Sure. Sure, all right.
Don't be needy, Dolph. There's time. Besides, tomorrow we'll be in Yugoslavia.
Always time, Hannah. Always time for 337, 38. That night the planes took off from Egypt. Our clothes were black, parachute black, black night, darkness. And the Lord said, stretch out thy hand toward heaven that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand, and there was 349 drops of water falling, 17 men, 3 women, falling through the darkness into the night of Yugoslavia.
There it is.
Wait. We must be sure.
All right, three, answer.
Shlomo. David Pennington. Ready?
Right.
See anyone?
Never greet a stranger in the night, for he may be a demon.
What's that?
A line from the Talmud.
Why doesn't he come?
Answer and see.
Hello.
Hello. We're glad to see you.
How many?
20 of us.
That's good. We've got mules waiting below.
Friend, are there any Jewish children here?
No children, only Nazis. Come on, we have work.
Not yet, Sue. Not yet. Not too soon. Wait. Wait. Please! No! On the mule. You're bigger than he is, Dolph.
A mule is not a he. He's an it.
You still look foolish.
You ought to be used to it. Hannah, how many weeks have we been riding these Yugoslav taxicabs?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure of anything anymore. We come to destroy and to save. It's confusing.
We've done all right.
I hope so, Dolph. It's a queer world. We're like people carrying a lantern into an inferno. And we're helping to build the inferno. Dolph, we've got to see the children. And how can we see them when we create the fire that blinds our eyes?
A lantern in the inferno, 352, 353, three primary objectives. That's what the British officer said, Hannah, didn't he? Three explosions, primary mission completed. Only where were the children? Where were the 379, 80, 81? So we went north toward the Hungarian border, and Nina and Tzvi, and Hannah and I, north, looking for the children.
See, what did you find out?
Something. Across the Hungarian border, the city of Teged. 30 Jewish children are hidden there.
What else, see?
Yeah, spread your map, Penina.
It's here.
Look, this is where we are, north of Subotica. Well, if we can get the children to Subotica, we can make contact with the partisans. There are relay stations here at Topola, Sombor, Sobibran, and then due west right to the coast. Once we get the children to the coast, fishing boats will take them out. But the big job is in Teged.
What do you think, Dolph?
How do we work past the border guard?
Yeah, that's the rub. Nazi patrols there are thicker than bedbugs. We'll have to split up.
I don't like that, Hanna.
I don't either, but it's better that way. If one of us is stopped, at least the others will get through.
That's the only sensible thing.
If we get through to Teged, where do we meet?
There's a big church off the main square. We meet at the church.
You all right, Hanna?
Good enough. Well, let's see in, Penina.
Inside the church. The priest is our contact.
Fine. And the children?
Only 15 left.
Three said there were 30.
Only 15 left, Hanna. The priest thinks the Nazis have spotted the others. We have to work fast.
When?
Tonight.
Where?
There's a river or a lake. I don't know which. There'll be four rowboats, four pairs of oars. We divide the children in the boat. Hanna, it means we're still separated.
Dolph, so long as we get the children out.
Sure.
Will Svi bring the children?
Svi and the priest. Penina will wait with us.
It's fine.
Hanna.
Yes, Dolph?
You're not pretty. Not really, that is.
Dolph?
Yes.
Thank you. We were worried.
Your load safe?
In the woods. Children, this way. No talking. Go toward the flashlight in the woods.
Penina, all right?
Yes, and so is Dolph. The children are with him. Svi, what's wrong?
Hanna, there are two little girls on the other side.
In God's name, Svi, why didn't you wait for them?
My arm. I fell. I couldn't go back. Hanna, don't do it. Come back, Hanna.
If I'm not back in half an hour, tell Dolph to go out.
Hanna, come back.
Half hour, Svi. Don't forget.
Ticking, like a heart beating for 112, 113. You knew they would catch you, Hanna. We saw the lights. We heard the shots. We knew. Hanna, I think the children are safe. But why did you go back? Didn't you know that once the children were safe, we'd come after you? Yes. We weren't very lucky either. We were 424, 25. We were told they had taken you to Budapest. We had to follow. They caught us outside the town of Szeged.
You three, inside the truck.
Guard, did you hear anything of another Palestinian?
A girl, about my height.
I heard, inside the truck.
Is she all right?
For now, yes. She shot a soldier. For now, she's all right.
What are they going to do to her?
What do you think? Inside the truck. You'll see her soon enough. All right, driver, they're in. Do to you?
Nothing. They let me see her.
Hanna?
Yes.
Is she?
Tomorrow.
It's my fault.
No, see. No, it's not your fault. It was hard to talk to her. Every tooth in her mouth was gone. Her teeth were nice, weren't they, Svi?
Guard said they'd accept the plea for clemency.
She told me. She told them clemency was for criminals.
Yes. Yes, sure.
He says they haven't treated her too badly. Some try to be decent.
She say anything else?
Not much. Just that she's glad the children were rescued.
Yes. Sure. Children were rescued. Sure.
Anna, we could hear it. Three shots. Just three shots, then nothing. Like a clock ticking, like a heart beating. 438, 39, counting the drops. Nothing to do but count the drops. 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52.
Coming out of it now, Lieutenant.
Thank you, Doctor.
I wouldn't make him talk too much.
Oh, no, of course not. Joe Nathanson, it's Lieutenant Harley. You're all right now.
Three? Pen in?
They're fine.
I'm glad.
You mustn't talk too much now. In a short time, there will be a plane to take you home to Palestine.
That's good. Lieutenant, I want to go home soon.
Yes?
Make it soon. Perhaps in time for Hanukkah.
Dove, you're not to talk.
I want to tell them of Anna Senesh.
I'll try, Dove.
Lieutenant, she was a lantern in the inferno.
Yes. She was a lantern in the inferno.
These last 8 days, the Hanukkah candles of the Feast of Light have burned very brightly. Here in Palestine, the lamps were kindled from Upper Galilee, down through Beersheba and Gaza, and south to the Egyptian border. But I think that nowhere have the lamps burned so brightly as in our own cooperative colony of Sidot Yam. While in the rest of Palestine, the candles were lighted to commemorate the ancient exploits of the Maccabees, here in the colony of Sidot Yam, our candles burned also for another Maccabee, a girl called Hannah Senesh, who was one of us, and who died that others might live. If you would like a free copy of the script just heard, including the talk which follows immediately, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we present Dr. Felix A. Levy of Emmanuel Congregation of Chicago, Illinois. Speaking from Chicago, Dr. Levy.
Yes, Hannah Senesh was a Maccabee. We glory in her valor and self-sacrifice. Every Jew worthy of the name must be ready for heroism. This is implied in being a Jew, and this heroic strand runs clearly and brightly through our history. Its pages are crowded with thousands of men and women like Hannah. Jews and Jewesses have always died that their fellows might live and the Jewish faith remain undefiled. Not that we enjoy the suffering and the agony that seems to be our preordained lot, or that we feed on a martyr complex that the world's treatment of us has engendered. We would gladly do away with the necessity of the sacrifice of Hannah, but we cannot. The world will not permit us the luxury of living free and untrammeled, or even as welcome guests. Israel in our literature is often compared to light, to an olive, and Israel's good deeds to fine oil. The application of these parallels is evident. I read in the most recent work on Plato that the latter's hero, Socrates, had to die, for he lived in a world that had no place for a man of his kind. Thoughtful Christians sometimes make the same statement about the central figure of their religion and predict that were he come back to earth, say on Christmas 1945, he would again be crucified. With equally keen insight, but with no yielding to despair, our fathers appreciated the role of Israel in the world, the anomaly of a God-fearing, righteous people among idolaters, who not only repudiated God and morality, but shed one another's blood. Hence the sages said that like the olive, Israel had to be crushed before it would yield the fine oil of character. The furnace of affliction had to burn away the dross in its soul so that the finer gold might be produced. Israel's unfortunate experiences, instead of destroying, as it might have, the moral fiber of the people, tended to make it more heroic, more noble. The bestial receded and the godlike came to the fore. It is neither poetic fancy nor arrogant chauvinism that makes Israel the suffering servant of mankind. It is history that does this. It is Israel's actual experience that makes the hero of the nations a nation of heroes. The light of the Maccabean festival will shine forever, says ancient lore, implying that emancipation must always be fought for. The Jew struggles, therefore, not only to save his life. He is compelled to do so in every age and clime. His sacrifice is eloquent testimony of man's inhumanity to man, but in his very effort and in the tragedy of his death, he snatches victory for a cause precious to all men and rouses whatever conscience the world may still have. The Jew, the Feast of the Maccabees, the heroism of men and women such as Hannah Senech all point to one fact: the right of every person of every group to live according to its conscience, to determine its own destiny. Because of the divine image impressed upon him, Israel remains forever the dauntless champion of the supreme value of every man.
Thank you, Rabbi Levy. Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishenbrand. Today's drama was based on an article which appeared in the Hebrew publication Hadoah. The music was composed by Morris Mamorsky and conducted by Milton Catons. Carl Malden was featured as Dove, and Charlotte Holland was heard in the role of Hannah. The soloist was cantor David Potterman. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. This program is a feature of the National Broadcasting Company and comes to you each week at the same time under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Copies of the script may be obtained without cost by writing to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.